Today's daf is Mab Ben Siya, daf Yud Gimel, new Mishnah, which we learned at the end of yesterday's daf, taught the halacha of a shtar chov that is found, that's like a IOU, says in it, somebody owes somebody else money, like a legal lending document, la halacha in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch Hoshen Mishpat, Simen Samech Hei, which discusses this entire halacha, that's in Siv Vav. Remember Mishnah, we follow the Chachamim, we follow the rabbis, not to give back that promissory note, not to give back that note that says, so-and-so owes money to somebody else. Let's flesh this out to understand it to the contemporary case of a check. Essentially, a check is a synonymous form of a shtar chov, or a note that can be used to collect money from the check or from the account owner. However, as long as the check has not been cashed into the bank, deposited, the account holder, the one whose name is at the top of the check, the person who is the one the money is going to come out of their account, it's that person still in control of the money in the bank. So we're discussing Rav Spitz in his Alon Mishpatei Torah draws up a scenario where a person finds a note on the ground that says, Reuven borrowed 1,000 shekels from Shimon, and it's signed by Reuven. One caveat is that under the signature that Reuven has, it says that Shimon also has already paid back 500 shekel. So Reuven admits to this point, Reuven admits also that it fell from Shimon's pocket. But he subsequently paid, that's Shimon subsequently paid, 300 shekels, or rather Reuven subsequently paid, 300 shekels more. So now he only owes 200 shekels. So this is the case. Reuven has this document. He says he borrowed 1,000 shekels. 500 shekels have been paid back. Everybody's agreement on that. Now there's a discussion that he's also paid back 300. That's just not written in. He only owes another 200. Shimon says no such recollection. That never happened. We go by what's written there, which proves that he still owes 500 shekel. So Shimon is demanding this note back from the person who found it on the ground so that he can take it and go over and claim the money, claim the rest of the money. He wants that other 500 shekel. So can the finder give it over to him in order to allow him to claim the rest of the money, the 500 shekels that he wants? This is going up against the person who said that he has already paid back 300. So the halacha based on our Mishnah and the Gemara is that any shtar chov, any type of note like this that's found strewn on the floor, regardless of whether the lender is the only signee, or even if it has edim, even if it has witnesses signed on authorizing, confirming the details, or say a check, even if we knew it fell from the person claiming the money, since it's on the floor, says Rav Spitz, Yesh ba chisaron mahuti be'eminut uvekoach hari'iyah shebo. There's a lacking. There's something that's going to ruin this situation. What is that? Something essential. We can't trust this piece of paper anymore, as much, at the very least. It's proof, it's authenticity, its authority, because it's on the floor. We have an assumption that people are extra responsible with their money-related documents. Put things in a wallet, put things in an envelope, put things in a security box, put things in a purse. People carry things in a careful way that have to do with money. So if it's on the floor, maybe it's already been repaid. And now it's the lender who threw it down, hoping he could illegally collect again. And therefore, when this concern is in place, the finder may not return it. He keeps it until Eliyahu Navi arrives. We've got to wait until the future. Eliyahu Navi, as we know, is going to resolve all cases of doubt, all questions, tell us what the true status of this document is. If there's more to go on, however, to confirm the reality, let's say there's only one person who could apply to, or the person who owes the money, he confirms that he owes the amount written in the note, or there are other proofs that it fell from the lender and hasn't been paid back yet, such that it couldn't possibly create a scenario where this guy is going to collect illegally a second time. Then, if you have all these things in place, it becomes like a regular law, a regular mitzvah, a Shavat Avidah, where he would be obligated to return it, and he should return it. However, in the case that we're discussing, there's an additional problem, because Reuven said he had paid 300 of the remaining 500 shekels back to Shimon, and that called into question the whole validity of this document. And therefore, this is not anymore a good document to use to collect. It's a shtar pagum, and therefore, it cannot be returned.